The title of his next talk is The Effect of Crop Establishment Systems on the Nitrogen Use Efficiency of Spring Barley in Ireland. So I will let James take it away again.
Thanks again, Aaron. As part of my PhD, I'm also looking at the effect of crop establishment system on the nitrogen use efficiency of spring barley in Ireland. Once again, I'd like to thank UCD, Tagish, and my co-authors, Dermot Forrestal, Tom McCabe, and Richie Hackett. Spring barley is a big crop in Ireland. Unlike winter wheat and winter barley, which have only been grown in the country for the past 40, 50 years, spring barley has been grown for generations. It accounts for over 50% of cereal area in the country. And the reasons for this is that it's an easily managed crop. It's reasonably profitable, and it has a short growing season. It's planted in March, it's harvested in August. And because of its short growing season, it has low fertiliser requirements, low chemical requirements. The straw is also valuable off it, as another reason for its popularity. The majority of grain from spring barley goes to the animal feed industries. There's a small percentage, 13%, goes to the highly valuable malting industry. On top of this, the average yield of spring barley in Ireland is approximately 6 tonnes per hectare. This is the average yield. It's not a particularly good yield. If crops are managed properly, 7 tonnes per hectare should be easily achievable, but this is the average yield in the country. Virtually all spring barley in Ireland is established with conventional tillage, with mouldboard ploughing. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. Most of the spring barley in Ireland is grown on smaller farms with smaller fields. They're traditional family farms who have been using conventional tillage ploughing for generations, and there's a reluctance to change away from ploughing. There's also concerns over delayed establishment, waiting for ground to dry out, which may restrict early growth, may impact on yields. There's also concerns over grass weed control in spring barley. But recently, increased production costs have generated interest among some of the larger, more productive growers to see if min-till tillage can be used for establishing spring barley in Ireland. So we just have a quick look at establishment costs. Now, this is excluding seed, excluding fertiliser, excluding all inputs. This is just the cost of establishing. And we're working in euros here. So looking at ploughing, a little less than €140 per hectare. Looking at deep min tillage, a little less than €100 per hectare. And looking at shallow min tillage, now this is the min tillage that we're looking at, €80 per hectare. So as you can see, there's a big saving to be made by using min tillage, as long as yields are not affected. So the objectives of the trial, we wanted to see if min-till can be used, if it's a viable alternative for establishing spring barley in Ireland. We also wanted to see what's the best strategy, what's the best time to cultivate the land for min-till barley, and to see if these systems affect the nitrogen uptake pattern, the nitrogen requirements, or the nitrogen use efficiency of spring barley. The trial layout. The site was established in 2007, and it's a 5x4x5 factorial trial with 5 nitrogen rates, 4 cultivations, and 5 replications. Now, the 5 nitrogen rates are 0, 75, 105, 135, and 165 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And this nitrogen, again, is applied as calcium ammonium nitrate, and it's applied in 2 splits, half at sowing, half at growth stage 30. The 4 establishment methods used are conventional ploughing, min-till in the fall, and the crop is then sowed the following spring, min-till in spring, where the crop is sowed directly afterwards, and min-till in the fall and the spring, and the crop is then sowed after the spring cultivation. Sampling. Again, similar to the winter wheat, 3 half-row cuts were taken out of each plot at various growth stages. These samples were weighed, dried, re-weighed, ground, and analysed by leco combustion again, and harvest index samples taken just before harvest, and then grain samples were taken off the combine harvester. So the results, again, 2 years' results, 2009-2010. So the 2009 nitrogen uptake. Here we see 4 growth stages along the bottom, and the 4 cultivation systems. We have ploughing, min-till in the fall, min-till in the spring, and min-till in the fall plus spring. So straight away you can see here the min-till in the spring, the blue, is suffering badly. It's not performing as well as the rest of them. And in growth stage 29, 55 and 90, it has a significantly lower nitrogen uptake than the other treatments. On top of this, we can also see at growth stage 90, where min-till in the fall has the highest nitrogen uptake, and it's significantly higher than the other treatments as well. So the total nitrogen uptake, this is taken at harvest. So we see ploughing, mintill fall, mintill spring, and mintill fall plus spring. So once again, the mintill spring is not performing so well, and it has a significantly lower total nitrogen uptake than the other treatments. On top of this, we see mintill fall plus spring has a lower total nitrogen uptake than the mintill fall. So moving on to the nitrogen response curves, we see here where there's a good response to nitrogen with all the treatments. However, again, we can see where the lower nitrogen uptake with the mintill spring alone treatment resulted in a lower grain yield. Once again here, we see poorish grain yields around 6 tonne per hectare. Now, and I know I said that 6 tonne per hectare is the national average, but there again, it's poor. At 165 kilograms of nitrogen, we would be expecting 7 tonnes per hectare, maybe more. Now here, 135 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare is the standard agricultural practice in Ireland, so we focused in on this one in particular. Ploughing, mintill in the fall, mintill in the spring again, and mintill in the fall plus spring. So mintill in the spring here has a significantly lower grain yield than ploughing and mintill in fall. Now once again we see poor grain yields, 3 out of the 4 treatments are below 6 tonnes per hectare, and we had to figure out what was causing this issue. So the rainfall data again. So we see April to August, these months, which is generally the full lifespan of the spring barley crop in Ireland, had above average rainfall each month. And once again here we see July 2009 had a huge rainfall, the grain filling month, conditions just not conducive to successful grain fill. So looking at the 2010 nitrogen uptake, we see ploughing, mintill in the fall, mintill in the spring, and mintill in the fall plus spring. So here we see variations. We see here this year where the mintill in the spring is performing much better. It's doing a lot better this year. But however, there's no significant differences in any of them growth stages with nitrogen uptake. The total nitrogen uptake at harvest, we can see here, plough, mintill in the fall, mintill in the spring, mintill in the fall plus spring. So here once again, we can see differences. We see the ploughing is actually slightly lower than the other treatments, but there's no significant difference. So moving on to nitrogen response curves. Ploughing, mintill in the fall, mintill in the spring, mintill in the fall plus spring. Now we see the lines are fairly tied together, a bit of a difference at the top, but there's no significant difference there. And we see, once again, grain yields are poor, around 6 tonne per hectare. Moving on, the standard practice again, 135 kilos. So we see plough-based tillage, mintill in the fall, mintill in the spring, and mintill in the fall plus spring. So here we see again, poor grain yields below 6 tonnes per hectare. Disappointed with this because we thought that this was a better crop. We begin to think that perhaps it's a problem with continuous spring barley being grown in the one field constantly, that the same grain yields are not obtainable with continuous spring barley. So here we see mintill in the spring only treatment has performed the best this year, and it's significantly higher than mintill in the fall. Now this is the complete reverse of the results from the previous year, and this came as a big surprise. So to look at what was the problem with mintill in the fall treatment this year, we see, as we've seen before, rainfall in October and November was a high rainfall event. So basically, for about 6 weeks after the mintill in the fall treatment was cultivated, there was a significant rain event which ended up consolidating the ground that was after being cultivated, and the ground went hard, and 5 months after it was cultivated, it was sowed. When we were sowing, the ground which had been cultivated behaved as if it had never been cultivated at all. It behaved like a zero-till trial. The drill we use is not suitable for zero-till. We got problems with drilling, we got problems with establishment, and the crop struggled all the way through from there on in, where it had low grain uptake and low grain yield. So we figured this is the problem with this year. So just looking at financial performance, now this is at our standard 135 kilograms of nitrogen. It's also at a price of €150 a tonne. Now we can see in the 2 years, the highest yielding treatments obtained the highest profit. We see variations in both years, but I have to point out that this data should be taken with a grain of salt, because there's a couple of issues. Because the whole trial has to be planted at the one time, we had to wait a couple of weeks for the mintill ground to dry out. If we had the luxury of drilling each treatment at individual times, we would have been able to sow the ploughed ground approximately 2 weeks earlier in each year. If we had been able to do that, we would nearly almost undoubtedly have achieved higher yields with the ploughed treatment. On top of this, we had some grass weed problems with some of the mintill trials in each year. Now, we didn't apply any of our extra expensive herbicide to kill this grass weed. If it was a commercial basis, we would have had to apply some of this expensive herbicide, which would have decreased the profits of the maintail. So whereas it's good data, and the graphs do show that profit can be made out of maintail established spring barley, some of the figures could go up or down. So to conclude, there's disappointing grain yield in both years. We see the reason for the first year. We're not so sure about the second year. Hopefully we'll get better ones in our third year. The plough-based system performed most consistent, regardless of weather, regardless of rainfall, it performed best. There's volatile maintail performance, considerable variations between the seasons. We've seen this with the maintail spring alone, maintail fall alone, the way they traded places in the 2 years. It's become obvious at this stage that maintail does not like large rainfall events, especially at early growth stages. There was no cultivation effect on the nitrogen use efficiency of the crop in either seasons. And what we figure is the optimum nitrogen rate seems to be somewhere around the standard rate applied in Ireland, around 135 kilograms per hectare. Finally, further study is required to get some more conclusive results to see which is conclusively the best system for establishing maintail barley. Once again, 2011 results look good, so hopefully we'll get some good data from that. So I'd like to thank you for listening, and I'd be happy to try and answer any questions you have.
Any questions for James? Yes.
James, did you have a cover crop after your autumn maintail cultivation?
No, we had no cover crop over winter. We didn't put a cover crop in because we wouldn't be able to put a cover crop across all treatments. So for that reason, we didn't try a cover crop. It crossed our minds, and it might be a good idea because it is standard practice in some farms to put down a cover crop, and it seems to have beneficial effects. But because we couldn't do it over all treatments, we didn't do that.
Yes.
Of protein content in the grain. There was some differences in protein content. Yes, there was slightly higher protein content in the maintail fall treatment in the first year and in the maintail spring treatment. As grain yield went up, we got slight differences in protein content, but nothing significant, nothing that's worth reporting.
Any other questions? All right, let's thank James for his presentation.